Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House, and we're here to answer your question about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We've been talking quite a bit about painting the whole month of February. We'll be covering that a little bit later this hour. We'll be talking about some tricks and tips as it relates to tools. Tricks, tips for tools for painting.
Wow.
You think that's easy, don't you?
It is for
most people. I do want to extend an invitation to all of you in Pinal County that the Greater Casa Grande Chamber of Commerce is having the Home Health and Lifestyle Show next weekend, Saturday, March 5th. And Rosie on the House will actually be there with staff and the transit. We'll be there welcoming you and visiting with you and answering any questions you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin in Pinal County. For those of you in the Casa Grande, Eloy area, come on over and join us. I unfortunately won't be able to be there, but we will have staff there, and we'd like to invite you. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Saturday, March 5th, at the new Jones Ford Autoplex, formerly Sam's Club, right there at 2425 East Florence Boulevard. The event is free, and the public is encouraged to attend.
They will also have our calendars to pass out and some items from the e-store. So if you want to save on shipping, it's a great time to stop by and shop.
Very good. Now, we've got callers that have been very patiently holding. Why don't we get to Tim, and then we'll get back to some of these other talking points that
Perfect.
We want to get. Let's bring Mr. Tim into the conversation.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good, good, good. Hey, I got a real quick question for you, and I've heard you on your soapbox years ago talk about this, and I don't remember exactly what you said, but I think I was, when I was talking to your wife, I told her, I said, I think I remember what he said, but I just want to clarify it.
Okay.
Radiant barrier.
Okay.
Yes or no?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No. Here, Tim, here's the situation. Radiant barrier is effective as it relates to reflecting things. If you're going to put it in your attic, how long is that reflective material going to stay dust-free, not covered with a layer of dust, losing its reflectivity? Not very long. The other thing about radiant barrier is if you have any insulation at all in your attic, between the attic space and your living space, R30, R38, you will feel absolutely zero, there will be zero impact to your comfort or your cooling level by installing radiant barrier. Radiant barrier has a very specific purpose. It's a first layer of insulation against heat if you have no other insulation at all. For what you'd spend for radiant barrier, I would tell you get an insulation company in your attic and put another 2 inches of blown-in insulation. You'll get an imminently quicker return on investment from that. So I don't think my position on my soapbox on that topic has changed very much over the years.
Okay, now the reason why I'm asking is my roofer, I've got to have a new roof put on the south or on the north side of the house.
Okay.
He wants to put it down before re-roofing the house.
Okay. Tell me how big your house is.
1,800.
1,800. And are you re-roofing the whole house and only putting radiant barrier on the south, or does he want a radiant barrier all of it?
We're only doing the south portion of the house and the back patio.
Good, good, good. Okay.
Because of the where the transition is from the pitch to the sloped roof on the patio, water leak there.
Okay.
And they're afraid of re-roofing the patio that we're going to get into old material. It's the house is 19 years old.
Okay. Well, I would tell you that if you're 1800 livable and you're redoing half the house and it includes a patio roof, you're probably doing something in the neighborhood of 12 or 13 squares of roofing. And they're probably going to want to be charging you about $100 a square for that radiant barrier. If they're trying to charge you $800, $900, $1,000, $1,100 for that, you could almost re-insulate your entire attic for that much money. So I would tell you there's better ways to spend your money. If, in fact, you're trying to save money on your cooling bill, there's better ways to spend that money. I feel very strongly about that.
Okay, very good.
Okay, bud.
Appreciate the info.
All right, thanks for the call. We have other callers that have been very patiently waiting. Let's bring Michael into the conversation. Michael, thank you for your patience, my friend. What are you up to today?
Yes, sir. Well, we are have endeavored to set out for a home remodel. And in that remodel, we wanted to tear out all of the tile in our house. So we started doing that and ran into water underneath of our tile.
Floor tile, Michael? Floor tile?
Yeah, like a porcelain. Yeah, porcelain floor tile.
Okay.
So we tore it out throughout the entire house. In the west end of our house, there was probably a 16th, enough to fill like the trowel joints on the mortar, or I mean the thin set underneath the tile. It was damp throughout the entire house, though. Like dark, you know, kind of dampness throughout the house, east and west side.
Wow. How old is, oh, we just dropped him. I wanted to ask him how old the house was. This raises a lot of particular questions. Apparently the call just dropped. He's tackling a do-it-yourself remodel that involves removing floor tile. He's finding moisture. I would tell you, my first question would be, did it break the bond? Where the water was most prevalent, did the tile come off very easy? Because that's usually what happens when we've got water migrating through the slab. It literally loses the bond with the thin set, and the tile literally can just almost be picked up, very hollow sound. So if that's the case, then we've got a bigger problem that we've got to fix first. If it hadn't broke the bond, we've got to determine where this water is coming from before we do anything to reapply it. So if you need help trying to kind of troubleshoot that, I hope you'll call in again and we'll see if we can't get a couple flooring experts out there and landscaping experts out there to see why your home is carrying that kind of water. Everybody's sitting me signals.
Well, he's back on. Did you have any more questions for him?
Oh.
Number three.
No, bring him on. Bring him back.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries.
So we had it all ripped out, right? We've had the floor bare for about a month.
Okay.
At times, the concrete has dampened where it would get, well, it get dark. No. I had day and night plumbing out.
Okay.
To do some investigating, I think, as one of your guys' certified partners.
They are, yes.
Awesome guys, super experienced, been in plumbing for a long time, and it stumped them. They tested the pressure side of the house. We haven't had any type of, escalation in our water bill that would indicate some type of leak. They couldn't figure out anything. There was nothing for them. There was nothing they could do.
How long have you been in the house?
6 years.
How old is the house?
I believe it was built in 82, 83. It's a slump block home.
Good. And as best you can tell, is this a new problem or you cannot tell? Does it look like the water's been there a good long while? Is the concrete all surface stained with water or is it fairly clean?
I don't know. We didn't notice anything. Obviously, we moved in the house, and maybe just about a year ago, our daughter's room started smelling musty.
Okay.
And we couldn't figure out why. And then this happened. We pull all this up, and like, there's no active water seepage coming back. We have a control joint through our house that's not deflecting. There's no expansion. There's no additional concrete cracking throughout the house. So there's
okay.
I called Arizona Foundation.
Okay.
You know, to
good.
See if
good. Okay. Well, my guess, Michael, is we're probably dealing with some kind of a landscape issue. When I build your house, when I build any house, I have to dig a utility trench that penetrates the stem wall with the sewer and the water line. Sometimes that creates a corridor for landscape water to travel inside the house. Take a look at where your water manifold is. Take a look at where your sewer cleanouts are. Is there any indication that this is more prevalent right there on the inside of the stem wall where that is? Those utility trenches, if they're not properly compacted and you've got a landscape planter just on the outside, serves as a tremendous conduit for water to get inside the house. If that's not the case, don't cover that concrete until we figure it out. And it may take several people to get there and take a look at it. And I'd be more than happy to be one of them because I hate getting stumped. I don't know what it is about Gary D, but the last couple months, he's just bound and determined to stump me on air with every single caller. Michael, let's solve this problem together. Do not cover that slab until we figure it out.